Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
From April 22nd to May 14th, the Kenai Peninsula Borough surveyed residents to gather critical data regarding their experience with services provided by the Kenai Peninsula Borough. It was a critical step in the mayor's efforts to include the Kenai Peninsula Borough residents in realizing a vision of a better and more responsive borough government. The systematic approach gave the mayor and the director some insight into how residents rate the services they are receiving and where improvements are needed over a large swath of issues. Mayor Peter Michicki.
We had 2,111 people that completed the survey. Here's the amazing, so that's 25% of the people that voted in the last election. The borough survey before this, 400 people took. So we put a wide net out there to kind of remind people to take our survey. That's a really good number. If you think about like the Dittman polls, they'll do 500 people statewide. So this is a really great number, and I'm very appreciative that that many people responded. Here's one of the amazing things that often people don't like to identify themselves, but they knew that this was primarily about roads and borough services. So 1,300 of those people gave us their name, address, and phone number so we can find out where they live. When they talk about road quality issues, we can identify what segment they're on and know who the contractor is that provides those services. And if they're not serious, we can guide them for better service. If they are serious, we can talk to them about whether or not that contract should continue.
Many questions were designed to understand how the Kenai Peninsula Borough roads can be improved. Road service received its highest marks during the summer season, with 48% noting that roads were routinely graded, with only 25% saying they were not, and the rest marking unsure. When asked if the winter roads were cleared within 24 hours following a large snowstorm, 43% of people said yes, while 49% said no. This information will be used when considering contracts for road service next year and in the future. Mayor Michicki.
Do you want quality borough services with a continuous focus on reducing waste, low cost, and efficiency? Three questions in this. It's about budgeting. Do you want the best quality of services regardless of cost, or do you want the lowest possible taxes? And only 11% said the lowest possible taxes. We all want low taxes, but 72% say they want quality services with a continuous focus on reducing waste, low cost, and efficiency.
For full details on the survey, just visit the story at radiokenai.com. Mayor Michicki added the last time the borough conducted a survey, only 400 people responded. This current survey had over 2,100 respondents, with residents submitting over 2,500 comments on open-ended questions like what else should we need to keep the Kenai Peninsula Borough a great place to live, work, and play. Complete details on the survey, visit the story, radiokenai.com. The Alaska Sea Life Center admitted a harbor seal pup to the Wildlife Response Program on May 28th. This is the fourth harbor seal admitted to the Wildlife Response Program in the past week. The newborn female was observed on a crowded fishing beach over several hours with no adult seals seen in the area. Concerned people fishing nearby called the Alaska Sea Life Center 24-hour stranded marine animal hotline, and after receiving no approval, the animal was transported to the center. Upon admit, the seal was estimated to be at least 2 days old. The main concern found by the Alaska Sea Life Center veterinary team during the admit exam were dehydration at its young age. The team is currently providing stabilizing treatments and monitoring her closely. The Alaska Sea Life Center will continue to share updates on current patients on their social media pages and the Wildlife Response Rescue and Rehab Journal at the Alaska Sea Life Center website. The Alaska Sea Life Center's Wildlife Response Program can only provide care for stranded and injured marine animals with the help from corporate sponsors and individual donors. People are encouraged to contribute to the care of rehabilitating marine animals. You'll find a link on the story at radiokenai.com. The Alaska Sea Life Center reminds you to call first before approaching an injured or stranded marine animal in Alaska. You'll find the contact phone number and details on the story at radiokenai.com. U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan, a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee, released the following statement after news reports surfaced of Chinese citizens suspected of espionage attempting to breach military installations in Alaska.
Whether it's a Chinese spy balloon, Russian bear bombers, or this new reporting of suspected Chinese spies in Alaska, this is another wake-up call that we are in a new era of authoritarian aggression led by the dictators in China and Russia. Of course, it's also another example of just how important Alaska is for America's national defense. Other countries clearly are focused on Alaska. And in my oversight capacity on the Armed Services Committee, I am pressing for more details on these alleged security breaches and will continue to work with the Department of Defense to ensure our installations in Alaska remain secure.
Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Friday. This is KSRM News.